And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of February, 2012. It's the birthday of S.J. Perlman, Sidney Joseph Perlman, born Brooklyn, 1904. His father, a Russian immigrant, tried to make his living as a poultry farmer. Perlman later said, "My father believed that if you had a few acres and a chicken farm, there was no limit to your possible wealth. I grew up with and have since retained the keenest hatred of chickens." He became a cartoonist when he was in college, then switched to writing essays, humorous essays, for the New Yorker magazine. The first collection came out in 1929, Dawn Ginsberg's Revenge. Groucho Marx wrote him a letter saying, "From the moment I picked up your book until I put it down, I was convulsed with laughter. Someday I intend to read it." It was Groucho Marx who persuaded Perlman to go to Hollywood and write screenplays. He worked on the Marx Brothers movie Monkey Business, 1931, and Horse Feathers the following year, and then went back to writing essays for The New Yorker, many of them published in collections, The Ill-Tempered Clavichord, Chicken Inspector No. 23, and others. S.J. Perlman, one of whose essays begins, "I guess I'm just an old mad scientist at bottom. Give me an underground laboratory, half a dozen atom smashers, and a beautiful girl in a diaphanous veil waiting to be turned into a chimpanzee, and I care not who writes the nation's laws." It's the birthday of the poet Galway Connell, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1927. Went to Princeton, where his roommate was the poet W.S. Merwin, who woke Connell up one night and read Yeats to him. He's the author of many books, including Body Rags and Strong Is Your Hold. It's the birthday of the novelist Muriel Spark, born in Edinburgh, 1918. Growing up, she liked to write love letters to herself that she signed with men's names and hid in the sofa cushions in the hope of shocking her mother. Muriel Spark, best known for her 1961 novel The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. And it's the birthday of the poet Langston Hughes, born in Joplin, Missouri, 1902. Went to Columbia University for a year, then decided he wanted to learn from traveling around the world. He went to France, Holland, Italy, Africa, and then to Harlem, where he was involved in the literary movement known as the Harlem Renaissance. One of the first African-American poets, Langston Hughes, to embrace the language of lower-class black Americans. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, "Bright Sun After Heavy Snow." A ledge of ice slides from the eaves, piercing the crusted drift. Astonishing how even a little violence eases the mind. In this extreme state of light, everything seems flawed. The streaked pane, the forced bulbs on the sill that refuse to bloom, a wad of dust rolls like a desert weed over the drafty floor. Again, I recall a neighbor's small affront. It rises in my mind like the huge banks of snow along the road. The plow passing up and down all day pushes them higher and higher. The shadow of smoke rising from the chimney moves abruptly over the yard. The clothesline rises in the wind. One wooden pin is left, solitary as a finger. It, too, rises and falls. A poem by Jane Kenyon, "Bright Sun After Heavy Snow," from The Boat of Quiet Hours, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.